And now we have our first feature. Once upon a time, not so long ago, there was one famous Norwich firm that put the snap into Christmas. Lauren Cope's feature is read for us by Alan Shirley.
Millions of Christmas crackers will have found her home on dining tables. Paper hats will be briefly worn, jokes groaned at, and combs, nail clippers and bottle openers shared around as the popular tradition returns. It has been almost 170 years since 1847 confectioner's apprentice Tom Smith stumbled on the cracker while trying to add love messages into the wrappers of his bonbons, which were wrapped in twists of paper. The story goes that it was the crackle of a log on the fire that saw him add a banger mechanism and increase the size of the bonbon before the sweets were dropped in favour of the trinkets. Tom's London business boomed and rival cracker producers sprang up, including Cayley's Chocolate and Confectionery Factory in Norfolk, which launched its own crackers in 1898. But Tom's triumphed, securing a royal warrant in 1906 and distributing hundreds of cracker designs all over the country. The outbreak of the Second World War saw trade cease at both firms, but as hostilities ended, talk started between Cayley's owner, Eric McIntosh, and Smith's chairman, G.W. Morrison. An agreement was reached to merge the two companies, and in 1953 the Tom Smith name started operating from a factory on Salhouse Road in Norwich, previously owned by renowned city firm Coleman's. The next four decades were a golden period. Countless crackers were made in Norwich and transported around the world, with 50 million produced every year during the 1980s. The royal family enjoyed crackers produced in Norwich during those years, while the Prince of Wales and Lady Diana Spencer had locally made crackers at their wedding breakfasts, cufflinks for him and a brooch for her. At its peak, 500 staff were employed by the firm, split between its Norwich factory and the subsidiary in Stockport. And while many of the more expensive crackers were made by hand, two machines that could produce almost 40 a minute were bought. Things looked rosy until a management buyout in the 1980s and the storm clouds began to gather. In 1996, it was taken over by Guinness Mahoon and Company, who installed a new management team, and 2 years later, exactly 100 years after cracker production started in Norwich, the last crackers came off the local Tom Smith production line. Today, based in South Wales, things are brighter for the business, and Tom Smith's name remains synonymous with Christmas crackers. They still stock the royal household, and they are remembered fondly locally.